T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Team PXY's fake news.
The fake news. It's fake. Phony. Fake.
Because sometimes truth is stranger than fiction.
Got a full house for a Friday. It's Corey James, Breezy filling in for Whitney. Intern Nick is here. And CK from The Night Show on the hot seat.
Hello.
For some Team PXY.
Your organization's terrible. You are fake news.
We have 3 stories. 2 of them are true. 1 of them.
A thing called fake news.
CK, it is your mission to figure out which is which.
I'm really good at lying, so I should be able to pick this apart.
All right. The first headline. Dad suffers a penile fracture when his kid jumped up on the bed to wake him up. 36-year-old guy in India recently showed up at the hospital 2 days after suffering a penile fracture, and it happened when his kid ran into his bedroom to wake him up and jumped on him. He'd taken Viagra the night before, which should have worn off in a few hours.
Not the move.
But it didn't. So he went to sleep hoping it would wear off overnight. Still didn't. Then his kid ran in and jumped on him in the morning to wake him up. Despite suffering, quote, sudden severe pain, he waited 2 days to see a doctor about it, and they diagnosed him with an eggplant deformity. Yes, that's a real technical term for what we're talking about here. He needed surgery to fix his fractured junk, but he's fully recovered, so he should still be able to have more kids if he wants them after that.
That fake news.
This happened to my dad once. Yes. It was a different part of that area.
Oh.
Maybe where there's more than one. There's two.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And we were wrestling, and my brother came in to help me take down my dad, and he got hit where this guy allegedly got hit.
I bet it took him down.
Went to the hospital.
Really? That bad?
Yep.
Oh.
So.
But did you win?
So, I call that a win.
By any means necessary.
At least he went to the hospital. This guy just waited 2 days.
Yeah, I don't know.
Waited it out.
I probably, if I was suffering from a, quote, eggplant deformity, I'm probably immediately going. I don't know. That's just me, though. All right, that was headline one. Breeze, you're up. Headline number two.
So, Georgia thieves escape with nearly $100,000 worth of ramen noodles. The police in Fayette County, Georgia, are investigating after the thieves managed to steal $98,000 worth of ramen noodles a few weeks ago. They think that might be just about... like 30 cents a package, I would say. That's a low ball, though. That's a low ball. So that's like 326,000 packages? I don't know. The ramen packages were in a 53-foot trailer that was parked in a Chevron station when the thieves looked at them or took them. These guys know, like, they could steal. Like, they stole these packages and then they literally just ditched them in a gas station. And the police don't know where these noodles are going
They're
to store.
They're still at large.
Like, we don't know what's going on.
It's all fake news.
Intern Nick.
All right, headline 3. Man sets his friend's car on fire after arguing about politics on Facebook. 44-year-old Brandon Harrington was arguing about politics on Facebook last week, and he really got into it with a 46-year-old guy named Andrew Clark, who also lives in the area. It's not clear what they were fighting about or which side they support, but they know each other outside of Facebook, too. And Brandon was so fumed, he showed up at Andrew's house with a canister of gasoline, a match, and lit Andrew's car on fire right in the driveway in front of him. He pulled up in his truck and started honking his horn. Then Andrew came out, saw him standing there, and sprinted at him. But it was too late. Brandon had already thrown the match. After a quick scuffle besides the burning car, Brandon managed to get away. He later turned himself into authorities and is facing charges for aggravated battery and arson.
This fake news was indeed fake news.
You know, this happened to me once. No, I'm kidding. that one didn't happen.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But it's politics. So
I know, it's tough.
I feel like anything can happen with the politics. With the ramen noodles, those were definitely college kids stealing those ramen noodles.
It may have been me.
For their whole 4 years at the university.
Well, that or the thieves were really mad. Like, oh, it's a giant truck. Like, anything could be. TVs could be in there. There could be a car in here.
They thought it was chicken-flavored gold instead of beef-flavored gold.
If you want to jump in, too, 222-9800 or the Club PXY Safe text line 69822. Which of these 3 headlines is the fake news. Some people chiming in. Club PXY, save text line 69822. A lot of guesses for the third one. Also, this one. First one's fake news. Let's grab this too. Amanda from Rochester, you have a guess for Team PXY fake news?
I do. I sadly think the first one is real. I feel like that happens more often than people like to admit.
Okay, fair.
So my guess is two.
The second one. All right. Hang on one sec. We'll find out what CK thinks, and we'll find out which of those stories is the fake news. Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks.
That literally gives you no help, CK, because people have pretty much voted for all of them.
I don't know. I like, since the first one has happened to my dad.
Yeah.
In a slightly different way, but it happened. Went to the hospital after wrestling with my brother for that an injury in that region. So it's hard to think that's fake when I've seen it happen with my own two eyes.
All right.
The politic thing is people fight over politics. People who have been best friends. I mean, I would imagine that brothers and sisters, twin brothers and sisters, could fight over politics and never speak again and do things like set each other's car on fire. That stuff, anything can happen with politics nowadays. So I have to go with the fake news story being story two, the ramen noodle heist.
You want to lock it in?
A thing called fake news.
Again, the headline of Georgia thieves escape with nearly $100,000 worth of ramen noodles. That story is...
That's true. $100,000 in ramen noodles?
The fake headline is headline three. Man sets his friend's car on fire after arguing about politics on Facebook. I'm sure it's happened, but this specific story has not.
You can literally steal diamonds for this amount. Like, come on. Are you serious?
I know. It's a good try, CK.
Oh, dang.
It's all right.
You just ruined my weekend.
Give it your best go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.